The Story of Merck and Mars. Plenty's happening, and it's all fast and furious in our exciting backstage story of two glamorous Broadway chorus stars. In our last episode, Margie Mitta finally told her friend Myrtle Spear her story. We learned that Margie is a foundling who was left mysteriously on the doorstep of the Mitta home. We also know that her black sheep foster brother, Jimmy, has come to town. Yesterday, he demanded money from Marge and struck her in the face when she told him she had none. He also threatened to come back and make more trouble. So it looks as though things should be more thrilling than ever when our curtain goes up in just a moment on the newest chapter in the story of Merck and Mars. Great excitement at the Hayfield Theater tonight. It's just before the big dress rehearsal of Hayfield Treasure. Down in the Chick Chick dressing room, there's a world of confusion. Mert is talking.
Margie, have you got a minute, dear?
Oh, yes, Myrtle.
I just wanted to know if you have all your things in place.
Well, I think so.
I'll hang your costumes and you'll be good to get into them.
Mm-hmm.
Here, turn your stockings wrong side out with the feet turned in so you can pull them on in a hurry without starting to run. You know, good stockings are harder to get than a soft hearted damsel.
Yes,
and one more thing, dear. Try your shoes on to make sure they're all right. And look at the marks and everything to see that it's yours.
Well, I think I've done all that, Myrtle.
Good.
But I haven't much makeup, and, well, I wonder if you can help me put it on.
Sure.
I never used stage makeup. That nightclub, I just used a little extra rouge and lipstick.
Uh-huh. Kid. Say, why don't you take this place next to mine? It's Billy DeVere's, but I don't think she'll mind. I'll put all her things in Anne's place. Mm-hmm.
You know, we use the same places year after year, but I think she'd be a good sport.
Oh, my God.
Nah, take it easy, kid. We got plenty of time. Of course, we go along on show schedule tonight, so we better be ready.
Oh.
Here, pin all your hair up and put this towel around it to keep off the powder.
Like this,
Miss Margie.
Miss
Oh, here you is. I got your wedding costume. There's hoops in it, Annie. Oh, need plenty of space to hang in. Huh. Where are you going to put it?
Right over here, Cora.
Oh, Myrtle. Cora. Oh, God, look at it.
Oh,
isn't it beautiful?
I'm going to try it right on.
Not with that towel around your head.
Oh, my, it looks just like a wedding cake.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you like to wear one, Gwen?
A wedding cake?
Oh, no, silly. A wedding gown with a veil and flowers and a groom.
A groom?
Yes, dear, that's what you marry.
I got a girlfriend who married a chauffeur.
Oh, honestly.
Look out, I'm coming in. My, don't you all look glamorous? Like a lot of mud hens with all that disgusting cold cream and stuff.
Well, you ain't exactly glamorous yourself, Clarence.
Oh, fuddle-dee-dud. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you to put on your butterfly costumes on upstage.
Okay.
And you'd better try your wings. And make sure your belts are tight for your flying entrance. If one of you nats fall, you'll mess up the whole stage.
Oh, buzz off, will you, Clarence? We gotta finish dressing.
No, all right, but I'll be back, and you'd better be ready.
Oh, we
will. Say, somebody has wiped my towel.
Huh?
I left it right here. Come on. Jeff.
Oh, you're sitting on it.
Oh.
And listen, Gwen Rogers, here's my line right there, and you can just step over in your own place.
Oh, look! Margie has her shoes on the shelf.
Oh! Come on, get them off there and run around your chair three times, Margie.
Oh, how funny, what for?
Just an old superstition, Margie.
Oh, here comes Billy. I hope she won't mind.
Hello, girls. Hey, I'll never be on in time.
Oh, well, you'll never be missed.
Oh, never mind that. Say, girls, what a hunk of man I met today. Tall, dark, and repulsively rich. Say, what's the big idea?
Uh-uh, she looks hostile.
Somebody's got a lot of crush taking my place. That's all I got to say. Look here, you little squirt. You think you can step into this show and park yourself any old place you please? Now get your junk out of my makeup place and make it snappy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I have a heart, Billy. Oh, last season you tried to get Anne to change places with you because she had the best place in the room. This This is right in front of the door.
Yeah, I suppose this is your doing, Spear.
Well, you think just because you got a drag with Ray Hunt that you can run the whole show.
Now, listen, Margie hasn't any makeup, and she's using mine for tonight. Now, you better get a move on. Half hour's been called.
Oh, yeah, is that so? Well, it does take some dames a long time to cover up the furrows. That much I know.
Oh, can you beat it, girl? Take my place. Who's
all
my things?
Oh, you screamed all last season for Anne's place. What more do you want, Billy?
Myrtle, hadn't I better move on?
No. She just hates me on account of Ray Hunt.
Oh.
Probably see some fireworks this season, Margie. Now, here, dear. Cover your face with a coating of this pancake powder base.
Oh, this
like
is.
This.
Here.
Yeah, like this.
Yeah,
blend it in.
Mm-hmm.
Now keep it out of your eyebrows and off the eyelids. And smooth it evenly, dear.
Oh,
yeah. Blend it in now.
Is this right now?
Yeah, back here is.
Oh, I see.
Now, honey, don't let Billy or anybody else upset you tonight. I want you to make good, Margie.
Oh, nothing will upset me. Oh, I'm just so happy, Myrtle. Nothing could.
Hey, here I come in late and I can't find any... Hey, who's whistling in this dressing room?
It's Margie.
Well, get her out, girls. Out of the door, quick now.
Oh, look out. Look out. I don't have any clothes.
Out of there, girls. Don't you hurt the kid.
Hang on, you all. Putting this child out here.
Yes,
he's
been waiting. Turn around now and around. Now, swear. You hear? Swear.
Well, darn. Darn.
I said swear.
Well, double darn. Double darn.
Oh, that little fool. I want the show to close before it even opens.
Oh, look here, Billy. This is 1946. Even chorus girls are supposed to be civilized.
Yeah.
I guess it's a mean thing to do to Margie.
Well, it's all right. No one saw me. It's just part of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, kid. Part of the game.
Hey, you're a good sport, Margie.
Hey, girl. Can she join us sorority?
Oh, right. Sure. Hi, Margie.
Aw, thanks, girls.
Say, kid, I'm glad you got a sense of humor. Here, dear, you better put your smock on.
Okay.
Oh, come on in.
Mr. Hunt told me to tell you chick to put on a full stage makeup. And he wants everybody up on stage 10 minutes before overture.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Hayfield has a word to say to you, Kate. Say, what's the matter, Madame DeVere? You look like a thundercloud. This is a dress rehearsal, not a funeral, Tilly.
There's going to be somebody's funeral around here if they get too flip with me.
Uncouth dressing room spats are not in my department, so I'll leave quietly. Here, Nell, this is your second act headdress. Hang it up.
Yeah.
And don't eat the bananas. They're not real.
Oh, who's got my ballet shoes? These are both left.
Oh, dear. Here it is.
Hey, give me mine.
Now, Margie, part of your face. Move it down. Move it down. Rub the powder off your eyelids and eyebrows.
I got it all off now.
Then the dry rouge. A little heavier than your first streetwear.
Oh, I can hardly wait to see how I look.
You look beautiful, Myrtle.
Make way, you all, while I convoy this here bride of
theirs. Oh, look, Margie, isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, it's yummy. Oh, mine is the prettiest costume of all.
You'll suffer for that.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Come on. Finish your makeup. We'll do on the stage in 5 minutes.
Oh, there, Myrtle. Are my lips all right?
Let me see. Fine. Now a little dot of red in the corner of your eye. Bring out the white, you know. And...
Oh, you've got to swim.
Oh, I know that.
I'm not half made up yet.
Well, go ahead, Margie. I'll be right there.
Oh, I'm coming.
Now, where's my other shoe? It was down there. Oh, here it is.
Who turned off those lights? Oh, my knee! My knee!
Well, it's so dark in here.
Myrtle, what is it?
Oh, my knee.
Oh, Myrtle, you hurt.
I don't think I can stand, Margie. Help me up. Oh, it seems so. The lights went out, and I fell over a chair. It wasn't overturned when I started out, Margie. Oh, who was the last one out of this dressing room?
Why, Billy was.
Billy. Oh, Billy. Guess it looks like my funeral, all right. You know, I'll fool her. Go tell her, and I'll make the first number. I've got to. I never missed a show yet. Hurry, Margie. It'll take more than Billy to stop me. I have to go on a crutch.
Everybody on stage. tough break. But was it all an accident? Or did Billy deliberately turn off the dressing room lights and put the chair in Mert's way so that she'd fall over it? Mert has only a moment to get on stage. Will she make the dress rehearsal? We'll see in the next episode of our thrilling story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking. Thank you.